Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose. Rose Colombo right here for you, and it is Wednesday.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Yes, listen up, because today we have a dynamic returning guest. Everyone loves Susan H. Moss, and she's going to discuss her latest book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. She's going to provide us with her opinions on the COVID experimental and trial jabs, or some people call them vaccinations, that are happening worldwide, and she will tell you what is the latest in the controversial issue. Susan Moss is a renowned artist. Her beautiful artwork has been seen in galleries around the nation. She's a bright researcher in the health field, and she has survived cancer through the natural approach. When doctors told her she wasn't going to live, but she decided with God's help and the natural approach, she would do her homework, her research, and survive, and she has. She wrote the book, Keep Your Breath and Survive Cancer, and she has written a novel, The Accident Stager, and this has a consideration and a chance of becoming a movie on the big screen. And the literary reviews are begging for it to happen. So we're going to wish her success and the best on her potential movie. And on that note, I just wanted to say that welcome everybody. I'm very happy you're here with us today. As you know, I provide very raw information and on the truth and the facts, my truth, but I always encourage everyone not to believe anything anyone else says, but to do your own homework, your own research. Use this as a guide to look up information that strikes your fancy, and then do your own homework, your own research, question everything, and then come to your own informed decision. That's very, very important. And a couple of things while we're on this topic here. There are a few things that people have questions about. One of them is the fetal cell lines, and there is just a paragraph here about it. It says, the science editor at CT, Rebecca Randall, has written up a nice explanation of the difference between fetal cell lines and newly acquired fetal tissue from abortions in testing medicines. The COVID-19 therapy from Regeneron used the same fetal cell line that other vaccines use. It is not the case. She says, as I saw one headline proclaim, that the president is encouraging everyone to inject themselves with aborted babies. She says this is her fact check. The drug is not manufactured from human embryonic tissues. The drug was tested using an almost 50-year-old fetal cell line not only not newly aborted fetal tissue. Well, I think in my mind and the president's mind and many believers in God and are pro-life, we believe that it doesn't matter how old the aborted fetal tissue is, it's still from an aborted baby, aborted fetal tissue taken from an aborted baby. So there's the big difference, I think, between people who believe it is not because it was such a long time ago that they took the aborted fetal tissue from the baby. They say in the 60s, 70s, and 80s is when they did that. But I think the division is between the believers in pro-life who believe that no matter how long ago that aborted fetal tissue was taken to create the vaccines or drugs or used in their R&D experiments is still a human rights violation. So I think that's where people disagree. She says almost all medical advances of the last few decades are similarly ethically tainted, and multiple faith groups have taken the position that even though the cell line was derived from an abortion that was a morally wrong activity decades ago, using it does not cause more harm and is ethical. So there's the division right there. We have the believers who believe it is not ethical and it's immoral and they are pro-lifers. And then we have the people who believe it doesn't matter and it is ethical and does no harm. So I don't think we'll ever resolve that problem. I think it's always going to be divide. And so that is a serious problem for our nation to resolve, not just the fact that we have the culture groups who are concerned about racism. I think we're the least racist country in the world. Not that there isn't racism, but all ethnicities and all races have some prejudice and bias in them. No one is perfect. I mean, it's an individual choice. And so that's what we have to realize, that we shouldn't be divided. People have a right to have their own choices as long as we're not harming anyone else with our choice. And on that note, we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts, and we're going to welcome our dynamic returning guest, Susan Moss. So don't touch that dial. We'll be back in just a moment.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
That's right. Be sure to bring your appetite because the landmark restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe and Bakery, it is a landmark. It is, I believe, over 100 years old, and the mural on the outside of the building has been preserved between the owner and the city, as it's very expensive to preserve the murals. There's a few inside that are the original murals. They have the largest horseshoe illuminated light on the ceiling, and you'll probably have to wait a bit because it's always jam-packed. Good old home cooking going on at the Horseshoe Cafe with fabulous pies. So on that note, let's enter into, if I made you hungry, sorry about that, but it is noontime, so there you go. And now we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts. As I told you before, Susan Moss, Susan K. Moss, if you look her up online, she has written a latest book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. And it was co-written with a scientist. And she's going to give us more information about her personal viewpoints, because lots of things are happening every single day. Numbers are changing, flip-flopping, and there's so much controversy, it just confuses people. And so let's get started, and let's welcome Susan Moss to Columbo Chronicles. Hi, Susan. How are you, and what's happening out there? Hello? Hold on a second. We had a technical problem. Hi, Susan. Hello?
Hi. I'm here.
All right. We had a little technical problem there, but wanted to welcome you to Columbo Chronicles, and we're always happy to hear from you and interested
you.
In what is happening in your mind with what is going on in the world today with this challenging, controversial, experimental and trial, injection, jab, vaccine. So many people call it different names. So you wrote the book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, with a scientist. And so have you come across any information that you believe is very important for us to hear today?
Yes, there is a natural way to protect yourself. SusanHMoss.com. is the website.
Oh. Sorry about that.
So, well, I was writing the book with Dan Marquez, who's a scientist. I did catch COVID, and I used the information that we had come up with, and I only had the disease 2 days. The third day I was well. My symptoms was mostly dizziness and fatigue, and the spike protein does damage the brain, it heads towards the brain and the other organs in your body, but it makes you feel faint. The fact is you can get over this disease naturally. You can protect yourself naturally. You don't need to submit to an experimental, dangerous vaccine.
I just watched a video today by international doctors who are the top doctors in probably the world. And they said this is a dire warning not to get the injection because they believe there's a potential. This is so frightening because we all have relatives and friends who wouldn't listen and they went ahead and they were jabbed. And because of the fear-mongering by Dr. Fauci and CDC and WHO and the news media. And so out of fear and out of fear of not being able to work and provide for their families, they did get the injections. And now I just watched this video with these dynamic doctors, well-respected, best doctors from around the world who said, don't get it. This is a dire warning because there's a potential for a genocide coming in the future.
Yes, the thing that makes me angriest the most right now is they're giving it to kids 5 to 11. And in San Francisco, a 5-year-old will have to have a vaccine pass to get in a grocery store. And this is in facing the fact that zero children have died of COVID in San Francisco. So they don't even need this shot, which causes myocarditis and pericarditis in kids, so that a 13-year-old got a heart attack and died. And this is very dangerous.
And I read, Susan, that it caused Kawasaki disease, which affects children 5 and under.
Yes. So we've got little or no risk for COVID in kids. There's no reason to vaccinate them with something that's very dangerous. And myocarditis, the heart enlarges. Pericarditis, the sac that envelopes the heart, enlarges. This can lead 40% in 4 years to death. In 5 years, 80% of the people who get this may die.
And what is amazing to me, Susan, is that our military is not arresting people who are involved in this experiment and trial injection, because, Susan, I came across a just trying to find it right now, a paper from the FDA. They had a workshop, and at the workshop in 2020, Susan, they had a workshop on the potential direct adverse health effects on individuals who are going to be, were going to be injected in 2021 with this experimental and trial injection. And it lists Guillain-Barr as number one. It lists death. It lists the heart inflammation, neurological brain damage. I mean, it gives the entire list of what people are complaining about that they are experiencing or dying from. So I don't understand how the military and the Department of Justice is allowing this to happen to our nation. Do you?
You know, it's very alarming to me that the kids are the future of our country. And if we're now disabling them and killing them, we don't have a country. There's no reason to do this other than big profit for the pharmaceutical companies. Billion-dollar profits.
You know, yes, they're making billions, but there's also, I listened to Dr. David Martin, and he said there's a whole list of people who are behind the curtain who are benefiting and controlling all this, and companies as well, and they put Pfizer and Moderna and all them, and they keep your focus on Dr. Fauci and CDC and WHO and all the flip-flopping and the confusion and the, you know, the major corporations. But behind that, there's a whole slew of these corporate people, professionals who are involved in controlling this and plotting this whole agenda, which appears to be, if this is true and people have a potential to be genocided, murdered, disabled, which are crimes against humanity and violations of the Nuremberg Codes and violations of the U.S. Constitution, violations of the civil rights, violations of the necessities of life laws, and they're in violation of all these laws, I just cannot understand why they FBI, the Department of Justice, from all countries, and the military and law enforcement, because sheriffs have a lot of power, don't do their own planning to remove these people from these positions and stop and end this nightmare. Because as you said, and I said too, without babies and children, we have no countries.
Yeah, in England they're finding a slew of dead babies that are coming out of vaccinated people. It's very, very horrifying what this is doing.
And I'm really surprised that the Jewish community isn't rising up, like in New York and different areas, and joining with the Christians. Because, and the Catholics and the moral people who are of whatever faith but believe in morals and ethics and do no harm to humanity. Because I saw on your documents that Israel reports 40% more deaths in elderly people from the vaccine than the disease of COVID-19. What do you think about that?
Well, Israel had some kind of pact with Pfizer that they would be able to inject everybody, and now they're paying the price because the injections are very harmful and they are not safe and they do not last. 6 months is actually they start waning in 2 months as far as antibodies go. So then they're telling us we need boosters, and that's going to go on and on. After the third booster, you're going to need a fourth, and after the fourth one, you're going to need a fifth, and then you're going to drop dead. So I just think the whole it's World War III that we're in.
Yeah, it's a biochemical warfare right now, and they know who a lot of the players are. And this is where my brain keeps going back to. I don't understand why they haven't been removed from office. And because Bill Gates owns stocks, huge amount of stocks in Moderna and Pfizer, probably Soros too, and many others. And they're linked to artificial intelligence through the Wall Street members who are involved in that part of it, and they're linked to China, and China has a merit app, which is there equates to the vaccine passport, which is a communist agenda ideology where they control everybody and everything, and so they're calling it a vaccine passport, but in reality it's no different than the controlling app that communist China has, but I don't think they wanted to use that same, those same words because people are aware, many people, of that merit app that tracks and traces and controls everything that their citizens do, and if they don't comply and obey, just like with these alleged mandates they have out there, they will be punished. And I find this to be more frightening. What do you think about this? I find it more frightening to do all this fear-mongering and place all this fear in people's minds, which is a crime to fear-monger and threaten anyone. So that's causing emotional and physical distress, and that adds to causing cancer and other health effects. Do you find that to be pretty much on track or not? Thinking.
Yes, you brought up two important, very important points. Number one is the vaccine passport. Joseph Marcola, who's very good at reporting about the truth about this situation and COVID, as our book is, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, he interviewed a top banker, a woman who has worked at top banks, and she knows central bank and all that. And she says the vaccine passports will be linked to the central bank. And if they don't like what you're doing, they can cut your money off. Is that alarming or not? So you can't go anywhere, you can't eat. That would be the end of you, right?
Yeah, because they're going to starve you to death.
Yeah,
they're
going to
either
they're going to
make you homeless. You're going to either freeze to death, or you're going to dehydrate because you don't have anywhere to go. You don't have any water. You don't have any food. Are you going to be homeless? You're going to or else they're going to cause you to go crazy, and because of the stress of being homeless and not being able to shower and clean up and live in the lifestyle that our Constitution guarantees to every American. And so to me, Susan, I believe this is treason, and it's not with a nuke, and you can be shot in more than one way and be injured or die. So I call it the kill shot or the clot shot. And so take your choice. And I just cannot believe that our entire government appears to be asleep
Well, I don't think they're asleep so much as they want to turn us into slaves. And by
and that,
controlling
that is
us,
a violation of the Constitution.
By controlling us through vaccine passports, and also when they inject you, there is a magnetic particle called I'll think of the name. It's the polyethylene chloride that they inject you with is a plastic which causes cancer. And then, oh, here it is, nitric oxide.
Do you hear some noise? I'm sorry, do you hear some noise?
There's another one that graphene oxide. Okay, so graphene oxide has a magnetic particle in it, and then they can attach that to your phone, your cell phone, and that is the way they will, the passport will connect you to the bank, and it will connect you, it will report all your heart rate and your temperature, everything about you.
And so if you
that
have
way,
the flu, they're going to criminalize you and take you away.
That's right. And then they can quarantine you or whatever. They can monitor your inner
or
workings.
Or use the guillotines, whatever they decide, because you'll be behind closed
doors. Graphene oxide is a very dangerous chemical also to inject in anybody's body, as is polyethylene chloride. And this is extremely threatening to us. According to VAERS, which is Vaccine Adverse Reporting System, Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, 18,000 people have died of the vaccine, not of COVID, from the vaccine. And there has been 800,000 injuries. Now, the VAERS reporting system underestimates probably by an amount of 10. So we know that the deaths have been much higher and the injuries much, much higher. And the injuries range from neurological damage, heart damage, people who can't walk anymore, people who are bedridden, paralyzation, all kinds of horrible things happen to some of the people who get the shot. Other people seem to be normal, but the problem is the long-term effect of the shot, because it induces the body to produce spike proteins. The spike proteins get into your blood vessels. The blood vessels need to be smooth to carry the blood to the heart. Now the heart can't get blood smoothly because of the spike proteins. So the heart enlarges as trying to keep up with the bodily functions it needs to do. But also the spike proteins damage the DNA of the cell. So the DNA repair mechanisms can no longer repair. For instance, if you come across some smog or some detergent that you can't handle, something in the environment that you can't handle, the DNA cannot protect you anymore.
Because they're destroying God's given, created natural immunity. This is why
That's
they're
right.
saying, no, the vaccine is much better than your natural immunity. If that were true, because one doctor said we had 22 trillion viruses in our body plus the bacteria and germs, some are good or some are bad, but he said that. So if the truth is that if our natural immune system didn't work, and the fresh air that we need to keep ourselves healthy, our cells and our organs and our brain and so forth, and our immune system that they're cutting off with these 1, 2, 3 mask and a plastic shield to kill you, the bottom line is that we wouldn't have 7 billion people in the world if it didn't work. Everybody would be dead.
Well, it seems like their goal was to kill off and depopulate, as Bill Gates says, a large part of the population, because he believes there's too many people on the earth. And he also...
Why doesn't he depopulate himself?
Depopulation starts at home.
I'm serious. I mean, if you truly believe it, depopulate too many people on the planet, well, depopulate yourself. There's one
Jump
left.
Off a bridge, Bill. The other thing is, he said it's tremendous profit, phenomenal profit from vaccine investment.
Oh, they're all into it for the money, man. They're every jab they get, you know, and every employer I read who's involved in this this hijacking of America and the American lives. Is, and even the children now, they're on to the children, they get like $400 for every single jab. So that's why this employer invasion of your privacy and your medical records and playing doctor and collecting information on you, which is totally unconstitutional, violates all sorts of employment laws, OSHA laws, HIPAA laws, constitutional laws. This is total enslavement of the world's population so that they can redistribute the entire wealth of the world to themselves, with 90% of the people wiped out by 2050, according to Bill Gates, because he wants to reduce the carbon monoxide to zero by 2050, so that, let's see, how old will he be in 2050? He's almost 70. Come on.
Yeah, I'm just reading a book about a man who, as a child, was put in a concentration camp, and he survived. But what he went through, they deprived him of food. They deprived him of the ability to wear good clothes, to protect himself from the cold, to not even have proper shoes, and then they put him on this huge march. I mean, what they did to this kid is unbelievable, and torture. And I think we should learn from this. My grandparents, Edith and Richard Heck, were German, and they sent my mother and her brother and my uncle Willie over here, but they stayed, and they were caught up with. They escaped to Holland, but in Holland you had to turn in your driver's license, and that's how the Nazis found them and brought them back to Germany and put them in Bergen-Belsen, which is like the worst camp. One of the worst camps. They didn't have gas ovens, but they didn't feed their prisoners. And so my poor grandparents, over a period of a little over 2 years, basically starved to death. And then typhoid hit the camp, and that was the end of them. And 2 weeks later, the camp was liberated by the British troops. So this is part of my history, and that is why it's our book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, is so important for everyone to read, because there is a way to protect yourself. You don't have to have fear. You don't have to have a vaccine passport, although right now it's getting really hard to do anything in L.A. without a vaccine passport, and it's really scary.
One thing I heard, though, was that you're also without a California governor, the last I heard, over the past couple of weeks, after he got his second Moderna mRNA jab, and it was alleged by Alex Jones, who said he had very reliable sources, that he was just on video boasting about his vaccines and that everyone has to get a vaccine in California, and they're great, and they protect you. And then he disappeared, and it's alleged by Alex Jones and his sources that he had a direct adverse effect from the mRNA jab and that he got Guillain-Barre, but I'm just saying this is what's alleged. I don't know. But
well, he was on TV last night he was on TV trying to refute all that. But I could tell he's not healthy. He was mm-hmm. going on and on. Oh, we canceled the climate change conference. I was going to take my wife because he didn't say why he canceled it. But I could tell he's not healthy.
Yeah, and the another doctor said that the spike protein enters into the nucleus of the cell.
Yes, it does. And then, as I explained before, it attacks the DNA repair mechanism. And so now cancer is an epidemic, and it's going to get worse because people who are vaccinated, their immune system and repair system is totally damaged.
And then there was an Australian nurse, and she said on video, on the news, she said that there are more people in the hospital now who have had the two injections, COVID injections, because now they have been affected with the Delta, which is a direct adverse effect from the jabs.
Well, this is the way it works. The parasite is going to change because if it can't get in and replicate, it's going to evolve. And that is why you have these different variations, the Delta and on and on. So the original shot is not going to work. So tell me that a booster, which is the original shot all over again, is going to work.
Well, I want you to know that I watched a video where Dr. Fauci was speaking to his colleagues, and then somehow it got leaked onto the Internet like everything does. And he said he called the people who were going to be jabbed candidates. And he said this was before they unleashed the vaccines in 2021. And he told them that the big unknown is that they don't know the efficacy of the vaccines or injections, and that the people who are being jabbed are at risk, were his words, at risk. And he also said it could enhance the infection. And he also said that there would be unknown consequences to everyone who is jabbed. And they still went ahead and start jabbing people.
As far as I'm concerned, Fauci is the new Hitler. And it's time we recognize him for what he is, that he's making tremendous profit, that you can't make money off healthy people who are not fearful, that are happy and going about their business. You have to instill fear and illness to make money. So that was his original idea. And chemotherapy is also partly his pushing to get that out, and that is how to poison cancer patients. I also had cancer, and I healed myself. So you can see on my website, SusanHMoss.com, my other books. I have one called Keep Your Breast, Preventing Breast Cancer the Natural Way. I have one called Survive Cancer, and I healed myself of breast and uterine cancer 30 years ago. I'm healthy today. I got rid of COVID very easily with our book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. And if you would read my books, I think you have a better chance of staying healthy and understanding what this COVID-19 actually is. And so you can get rid of some of that fear. And also you can stand up when they try to control you with vaccine passports, because that's what's in the future, is what they're going to do.
And this is why I think that you know, Americans need to know their rights and their constitutional rights, their legal rights, and their civil rights. And there is a large group of doctors who have come together, and they are working on some of these issues, and hopefully they succeed. But speaking of Dr. Fauci, I read that he tortured puppies, and then he left them to die in his experiment. And then also I came across another article where it's alleged that he used foster babies and children and teenagers to experiment on them with that AIDS medication, drugs, and that some of the kids died and were permanently injured. And so if you look at that, Susan, and you think, well, where were the social service workers who are the guardians for foster kids? Why weren't they present and protecting them? And where was the foster parents? Why weren't they present? How did they get these children? How did he get these children to experiment upon them, according to this article that alleged that's what he did? And you know, so this is not the first time that they have experimented on children.
This is really goes back to the Nazis. They had in the concentration camps, they had medical doctors experimenting on the prisoners. A certain group would have horrible experiments on them. And this is why I equate Fauci with our new Hitler and our situation with World War III. There's no need to have this fear. Read my books. Right now you need COVID-19, A Natural Approach. If you get the vaccine, you're going to need my books, Survive Cancer, because as I said, these vaccines upset your immune system. They destroy your DNA, repair mechanisms, and so when you encounter carcinogens, which you might do every day, you have no way to protect yourself.
And you also say that that you talk about remdesivir, and I heard that they chose remdesivir and shut down ivermectin and hydrochloroquine because there's no money in it. But there's good profit in remdesivir and other prescriptions, so that CDC and Fauci took those vitamin C, D3, and zinc and so forth in infusions on people who are sick with COVID off the protocol and the ivermectin and the hydrochloroquine and replaced it with remdesivir because there's a higher profitability in their on their agenda there, and that the doctors make bigger bonuses from the remdesivir and also other prescriptions that are even more expensive than the HCQ and the ivermectin.
Yeah, you brought up a good point. Remdesivir came out very expensive, like $3,000 a time, and it turned out it was totally ineffective. So they didn't completely drop it out, but it never worked.
Maybe that's why they chose it.
Hydroxychloroquine is actually a synthetic form of quinine. You can get quinine in tonic water, and I suggest you drink it in the can because in the bottle it's sweetened with corn syrup. You don't want to drink this corn syrup that Philip Morris invented because it is very dangerous to your, it blocks vitamin D. So vitamin D is one of the major vitamins you need to protect yourself from COVID-19, and high fructose corn syrup is in many, many products. And I suggest when you go to the grocery store, if you read the label and see if there's high fructose corn syrup in it, don't buy it because it's going to rob you of vitamin D. So if you take tonic water in the can and zinc, very important to take both of those, you will be protected from COVID-19.
That's fantastic information. And I also wanted to mention that you talked about in your books, too, about mammograms and the swelling of lymph nodes on the vaccination side, usually associated with the breast cancer. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Because I know a couple of people that have been vaccinated, and they also had problems with their lymph nodes afterwards.
Yeah, the lymph nodes are...
I don't know if it's linked to that, but that's what happened.
The lymph nodes are the garbage disposal system of the body. So when you get a vaccine in your arm, it's totally toxic, and your lymph nodes are going to have to go to work to get it back out. So it's not breast cancer, but it could develop into breast cancer because of the toxicity of this injection in the arm, which is close enough to the breast where it poses a danger. And in order to prevent and heal breast cancer, you have to detoxify. And so that's what the lymph nodes are trying to do. They're trying to get this graphene oxide, this polyethylene chloride, out of your body, the spike proteins. Your body is in a big rush to get this vaccine back out because your heart can't pump the blood. Your lymph system has to get rid of the toxic ingredients, and so you're really fighting. And some people cannot fight hard enough to avoid all the side effects, like Sally Kirkland, who I emailed, and she did email me back, and she's just in a mess because her stomach feels like it's pounded with a hammer, and her head hurts, and she's almost disabled, and she's got pain 24 hours a day after she got the Moderna second dose.
And another gentleman said that he felt like there were little needles in his body.
Yeah, that's the spike protein. And it's something like 40 trillion spike proteins that is the shot creates in your body. And you don't want to have this in your body. I mean, I know some people who got the shot and didn't have anything but maybe fatigue, but it's the long-term effects. People are going to have problems in the years to come, fighting off infections, fighting off colds, fighting off cancer, fighting off heart attacks. It's long term because this was rapidly developed and they don't have a clue.
And this is, they should never warp speed of vaccination for number one, because it takes at least 10 years or more to get all the approvals from the case studies. But it seems like from this, I don't know what you think about this, but I was wondering, it seems to me that they bypassed all of the case studies because all the animals died after they were jabbed a couple of times. So it seems to me, Susan, that it's gross negligence to go from case studies where all the animals died after their jabs to human beings. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. It was usually vaccines take a long time and many animal experiments and years. This was rapidly pushed through despite ADE, which is antibody-dependent enhancement, which means if you have the vaccine, it seems to work at first in the animals, but then when they're exposed to the virus in the wilderness, in the earth, they all died.
And so what happened to PETA, because they were into stopping all of these experiments on animals, and yet they're still going on?
Well, I don't understand how they could do this to beagles. They put helmets over them and subjected their heads to sandflies, and these sandflies just ate them alive. And I just don't, you know, it just, it's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. And do you see any hope for saving humanity?
Yes, that's why we wrote our book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. If you do read the books, we have recipes, we have exercises, we have how to stay healthy, we have information on Eric Nepote, who is a doctor who got people out of the hospital with tonic water and zinc. We have all kinds of wonderful suggestions as to how to stay healthy. You don't need the vaccine. Please think about it. Please read about it before you make a decision. And then if you have repercussions, you're going to have to work on your health extra hard, because the long-term effects of this vaccine, up to 4 or 5 years from now, you'll still be having to work harder on your health.
And let me ask you this. What do you think about the knowledge of the government knowing that the FDA in 2020 had listed all of these serious adverse side effects that will damage healthy bodies and that will or your brain together, because I have a relative who ended up, after they jabbed her, in a coma, and then with profuse bleeding, they didn't expect her to live, but the neurologist saved her life, and she's now in a nursing home. She has some confusion, so she can never go home again, but she's getting around okay, no thanks to these jabs, where she was okay before that. And then I met a gentleman whose mother was very active, he said, and she was cooking and baking and happy and all this stuff. And she got the second mRNA jab. She ended up having a stroke, and she can't talk now. So she's in the nursing home as well. And so there's no compensation by these people who have no guilt, these psychopaths, these monsters who are doing this to humanity. And when is enough money enough? Is it never enough? Is a $650 million yacht not enough? Is buying private islands around the world not enough? Buying many mansions around the world and all the farmland and destroying it and destroying businesses across this nation? I mean, when are these people happy that they punished their victims enough?
I don't think these people are really happy. Maybe they get some kind of sadistic pleasure out of, as the Nazis did, of torturing people, killing people, crippling people, taking away their livelihood, locking them down. I think it's cruel, and we're just seeing the repercussions of that. Masks, which are totally useless, because the virus can get through your eye. It can get through most masks. It can get through all masks, in fact, even the N95 masks. So we have a big problem here,
yeah.
Huge problem. We've got to realize these people are not happy. They are sadistic. They are little Hitlers. They like to control. They think that is some kind of super way to live. But killing people and paralyzing them, and now young kids and there is a child who was perfectly healthy, a young girl, and now she's paralyzed. I hope they, I don't know how they could get kicks out of that. I really don't understand. I don't understand it. But some people are really big on control and powerful and being able to manipulate, enslave, mandate what others can do. I guess that gives them a sense of pleasure, but I have no understanding why.
Yeah, I think it's really, I think it's just pure evil. I just think it's pure evil. They sold their souls out so they could have money and mansions. And I mean, who needs that many mansions? Who needs a $650 million yacht? I mean, seriously.
And you can only use one bathroom at a time.
And the crazy part about it is that, you know, everybody ages, everybody's strength goes down, and, you know, somewhat. And you would think that they would run out of energy, but some of them are in their 90s and still involved in this evil.
I don't know.
Which is so unbelievable.
I didn't understand the Nazis, and I don't understand Fauci and Hitler and these people that want to control others and want to hurt others. I'm at a loss because all my life I've had a sideline of saving lives. Started with a lifeguard, then University of Nevada, we established a suicide prevention center, part of my master's work at the University of Nevada with Dr. James B. Nichols, and is still in operation today. So part of my life-saving profession or sub-profession or hobby or whatever it is, I've always tried to help others. And I think the way the country is going, unless we stand up, which there's many protests now, there's walkouts such as Southwest Airlines, trying to get rid of these mandates, and I think we're going to win because we have to win because this country is going to be not a country anymore. It's not going to be a country, and nobody's going to have a bank account. Nobody's going to be able to eat. Nobody's going to be able to do anything if we keep on this route.
Well, I think personally that the DOJ, the FBI, the powers that be, the military should step up to the plate, and they should redistribute the evil one's wealth back to the people who they harmed, and all the children they harmed, and all the people who lost their loved ones, and restore all the people whose businesses were lost. And then they should be the ones who are rationed and denied. And as they said that you will own nothing and be happy. Let them experience that. And then, you know, a few years from now, tell us, are they happy? Are they finally happy?
Yeah, well, I don't see how they could be possibly happy one way or the other. I don't see
well,
their
rationale.
Well,
I just think that they should get a taste of their own medicine, to tell you the truth. And I
yeah,
think that
I don't
our,
think they need any more money.
Our need to do it.
I don't think they need more money. They have plenty of money.
But, well, I hate to close because I love talking to you. You're such a wealth of information. So go ahead and mention
you.
Your books again and your website, please.
Yeah, SusanHMoss.com. You can ask me questions on SusanBC@AOL.com. The books are COVID-19, A Natural Approach is the newest one, written with scientist Dan Marquez. It's available on Amazon, not without a fight, but it is available now on Amazon. Keep Your Breasts, Preventing Breast Cancer the Natural Way was the first book. It's in 3 languages, 6 printing. I've been all around the world speaking with that one. And the second book is Survive Cancer. I was in Glasgow, Scotland for that one, speaking on the BBC. And the third one is a thriller called The Accident Stager, if you want to just be entertained. And the fourth one is COVID-19, A Natural Approach. And Denmark has this, like, a encyclopedia of herbs, spices, recipes. I think you will really enjoy reading this book on how to protect yourself and your health.
Thank you so much, Susan H. Moss. And we look forward to talking to you again. Stay healthy and keep up the good work, because it is appreciated. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rose. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Susan has left the building, Susan Moss, and I hope you get her books, because we all need to protect ourselves now. They're rationing and denying. There's no reason to think they aren't going to do it again. They do it once, they'll do it again. And we need all the help we can get right now. We need to share the information. So share this show with your loved ones and with your friends online and your family, because they're going to need this information. They need it now, actually. They needed it yesterday. Remember, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me. But together, we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you tune in to Columbo Chronicles. And by the way, Susan Moss has left the building. God bless you. This is the Rose, Rose Columbo, and I am about to leave the building too.
Rose Columbo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.